Legends 92.9 now brings you
Lyrics and Legends
with your host, Gary Ware.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. We got another one, good one. This one's kind of a carryover from last week's program. Buck, this has been a good one, hasn't it?
Oh, let me tell you, having Sam in the studio was just a blast.
And that Sam, you're talking about Sam Lyon, former DJ at KDJW in Amarillo, and kind enough to come down here and visit with told us last week about all the great memories and music from his relationship with Ray Price. We're going to visit with him a little more today because we got a whole lots of more stuff.
Oh, he got a lot of history with a guy named Hank Williams, too. We need to get into that today.
Right. Sam, good to have you in the studio again.
It's my pleasure. Good to be
here. Thanks for coming down all the way from the big city. You know, we drag you down here to Shamrock, which we think's a pretty special place.
Well, all you've got to do, you've got my telephone number. Give me a call, I'll be here. I really enjoyed it. Enjoyed meeting Buck. I just love the guy.
Come on now, you're making me blush.
All right. He's blushing, folks, really. I wish we had a camera in here.
Last week, we kind of got a little of your history growing up over in the big city of Borger. I think you were mayor at White Deer, DJ, church Christ preacher. You have done everything but sell cars, I think.
You car dealers, I'm available.
But, jump on that, Gary. Yeah.
Well, now, Gary's here talking.
We may need to negotiate a deal here. talk a little bit about you grew up in Borger, and you said the early influence was Hank Sr.
Hank Sr., you bet. You bet he was. And one of the things I remember about that, we'll get a little bit ahead, and I'll do that, and then I'll come back and tell you a little bit more. But one of the things I remember most there in Borger, of course, you know, they had several bars on Main Street, and put it this way, they weren't selling buttermilk. But anyway, they'd have those doors open, and that jukebox just blaring. Lovesick Blues, they must have wore out 145 RPM.
Oh, man.
That's all you could hear. But before that, just a little on Hank Williams. His actual name is Hiram, is his real name. And then, of course, went by Hank. He was born September the 17th, 1923. Of course, died January the 1st, 1953. Father's name was Alonzo, but they called him Lon. World War One veteran. He was gassed in World War One. Died in the VA hospital. His mother's name was Lily. Had a sister named Irene, just a quick background. And Hank actually formed his first band, and then we'll go back the other, at age 14. At age 14, he quit high school, just finished the ninth grade. And before I forget it, you know, Buck, you got to remember, I'm headed toward 87. But before I forget it, he, as he was a youngster, he would sell peanuts. You've heard that story.
Oh,
stand on the corner, sell peanuts. But back to his birth, Hank Williams was born with a spinal defect at birth. And that bothered him all of his life. And what he did, a lot of people don't know about this, but when he was about 21 or 2, he heard of a doctor not too far from us in Oklahoma City. Turned out later he wasn't a doctor. But anyway, he went to him, and he would give him a spinal injection. And this would alleviate his pain for 6 months at a time. So you can imagine how powerful it was. I just wanted to give a little background there about his health. But at age 14, he formed his first band. And as we said earlier, when he signed with MGM Records, he signed a lifetime contract. And his first big hit was Move It On Over. And I'll bet these guys might be interested in playing that.
Did you ever
that.
Scoot a boot?
Move it on over.
Yeah, just right. More of that, Buck. You sounded good.
Well, let's listen to Hank do it.
Yeah,
right?
Hank does a better job than
all
I
right,
do.
All right, we're going to listen to Hank Williams, Move It On Over. And we'll be back to visit with Sam Lyon in the studio with us on Lyrics and Legends.
Came mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, 'cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door, and my door key don't fit no more, so get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, 'cause the fat dog's moving in. This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all, so ease it on over.
Move it on over.
Drag it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, old dog, 'cause a new dog's moving in. She told me not to play around, but I done let the deal go down, so pack it on over.
Move it on over.
Tote it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, nice dog, 'cause a mad dog's moving in. She warned me once, she warned me twice, but I don't take no one's advice, so scratch it on over.
Move it on over.
Shake it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, short dog, 'cause a tall dog's moving in. Scratching, please, so slide it on over.
Move it on over.
Sneak it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, good dog, 'cause a mad dog's moving in. Remember, pup, before you whine, that side yours and this side mine, so shove it on over.
Move it on over.
Sweep it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, cold dog, 'cause a hot dog's moving in.
Well, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. Got Sam Lyon from Amarillo, Texas. Just listen to Move It On Over, Buck, with Hank Williams Sr.
Oh, that was good hearing that again, I'll tell you.
So I think my engineer told me that was from August of 1947. That was just a couple of weeks or so before I hit the planet. But
now he's telling his age. Yeah. Buck, I think he's rubbing it in. What do you think?
See that beard is gray, but he's still brown on the top.
Yeah, I think he's rubbing it in a little bit here. But that's all right. We still love him. We still love him. Yeah. Oh, that was a monstrous hit. And, of course, you all know the melody to it. He would gyrate when he sing. And Hank, of course, is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they said Elvis moved, so did Hank.
Yeah.
And one time he had a sense of humor. I knew his bass player, Hillis Buttram. Hillis also played bass for Hank Snow before he did Hank Williams. But Hillis would tell me, I lived in Austin, we'd visit all once a month on the telephone. And he said Hank was either up or down, personality-wise. That he had no in between. He was up and he was happy, or he was down. And he told this story, and I'd like to bend this DJ. This DJ said, Hank, you know what we're talking about when we talk about melody in a song? Of course, Hank Williams could not read music, folks. Not one note. He could not. He said, well, what are you talking about? Well, how many tempos or whatever do you have? And Hank, you know, his English, he said, well, there ain't but two, fast and slow. And so he said, that's what I use. So he did have a sense of humor. And MGM thought they'd try a little project, and I see it over there on the console. He did record an album as Luke the Drifter. And they thought if they did that, that'd be a different sound. And maybe they wouldn't recognize Hank Williams. And there's a cut on there called, well, the cows is gone dry and the hens won't lay, but we're still living, so everything's okay. My mom-in-law moved in to stay, But we're still living, so everything's okay. So that old rabbit got in the turnip greens, ate them all up, but we're still living, so everything's okay. So that's on that CD. You may want to play that.
Well, we probably ought to listen to that. Luke the Drifter, we need to visit a little bit about that when we get back. But we're going to listen to Everything's Okay off this CD, Hank Williams Sr. Actually, Luke the Drifter. And then we'll be back in just a few minutes.
I went to the country just the other day to see my Uncle Bill and sort of pass the time away. I asked him how he'd been since last had passed his way, and he rubbed his chin, and here's what he had to say. My wife's been sick, and the young'uns too, and I'm darn near down with the flu. The cow's gone dry, and them hens won't lay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The hawks took the collar, and they've all done died. The bees got mad, and they left the hive. The weevils got the corn and the rain rotted the hay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The porch rotted down, that's more expense. And the darned old mule, he tore down the fence. The mortgage is due and I can't pay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The cow broke in the field and eat up the beans. The darned rabbits, they got the turnip greens. And my ma-in-law just moved in to stay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. My land's so poor, so hard and yeller, you have to set on a sack of fertilizer to raise an umbrella. And it rains out here nearly every day, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The well's gone dry and I have to tote the water up from the spring about a mile and a quarter. My helper, he quit for the lack of pay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The house, it leaks, it needs a new top. When it rains, it wets everything we got. The chimney fell down just yesterday, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The cornmeal's gone and the meat's run out. Got nothing to kill to put in the smokehouse. The preacher's coming Sunday to spend the day, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The canned stuff spoiled, else the jars got broke, and all we got left is one old billy goat. We're gonna have a new baby about the 1st of May, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. My crop, it rotted in the ground. I asked for another loan, but the banker turned me down. But we're still a-living and we're praying for a better day, so after all, everything's in pretty good shape.
And the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. Man, we've just had a just getting started and already had a ton of fun, Buck.
Oh, yeah. Bunch of giggles talking to Sam here.
Well, you know there's a saying out, Buck and Jim, you guys, that it takes half the muscles to smile than it does frown. It takes twice as many.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's good, yeah. to have laughter. And Hank did have a humorous side to him. And I'll tell you something real quick before it slips my mind. And I asked Hillis Buttram about this. I said, Hillis, I've heard all my life as I followed Hank Williams. I have several books on him. I left one here for you folks to enjoy. But did he make the comment that if you can't write a song in 30 minutes, it ain't worth writing? He said, Sam, forget the rumor. The man said it, and he believed it. Said it ain't worth writing. So to show you what a songwriter he was, we'll get to this on down the road. But when they found him dead, he died in the back of his automobile. And when they took him into the funeral home, there was a piece of paper crumpled up in the floorboard. That man was writing before he drew his last breath.
Oh, wow.
Wrote part of a song. I have that at home somewhere, not the song, but the words to it. So the guy loved music. He loved to write. He loved to be funny, but he could be sad. And Fred Rose, of course, was his producer. And Fred made the comment. I said, I sort of had to polish him up, you know, with his English. And he'd say words like this, shatter, you know, and stuff like that, and winder. So he said, I had to polish him up and reissue some of these MGM cuts. So one way to tell if you have a legit LP album, they reissued it on it. And he sings this song, Mansion on the Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, the light shines bright from my winder.
Winder.
So they polished that up. These guys might want to play that. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a good story I'll share with you about Mansion on the Hill. But Hank's wife, Audrey, was a woman that was very pushy, would use those words, and she pushed Hank. So he had written some stuff, and she said, we need to take this to Acuff Rose Publication Company. She walked in their office, and they were playing ping pong, Fred and his son Wesley. So she just burst in the room and said, Mr. Rose, I need to visit with you. And he said, what about? She said, my husband's a great songwriter. Oh, really? Said, oh, yes. Said, you've just got to hear him. So he said, well, okay, Miss Williams. Said, let me put it this way. If I borrow you for about 30 minutes, we'll go get a cup of coffee. But before we leave, Hank, I want you to listen to me. I'm giving you this thought, and you take it from here. Pretend that you're a poor boy without money, and you walk into this little city, and there's a big hill, and there's a great big mansion on top of it. So take that and see what you can do with it. They came back 45 minutes later, and he said, I've already gotten written. He said, well, what is it? Mansion on the Hill.
All right.
Wrote that in 30 minutes.
Wow. Well, let's listen to that. We'll be back after this in just a few minutes.
Tonight down here in the valley, I'm lonesome and oh, how I feel. As I sit here alone in my cabin, I can see your mansion on the hill. Do you recall when we parted? The story to me you revealed. You said you could live without love, dear, in your loveless mansion on the hill. Heart true and real, 'cause I know you're living in sorrow in your loveless mansion on the hill. Light shines bright from your window. The trees stand so silent and still. I know you're alone with your pride, dear,
in your loveless mansion on the hill.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. We're in the studio this week. Got Buck Weatherby helping me out. And Sam Lyne from Amarillo. Buck, tell me what you think about all this.
I am telling That's you, just more I am fun. Just sitting here reeling in the memories, I'll tell you. And Sam, they're all good ones. Man,
well,
I'm
you know,
this.
Buck, I'm glad you said that. You know, there's one thing about a memory. Someone could come in here and shoot all, every one of them.
Yeah.
But you can't kill a memory.
Oh, that's true.
You can't kill a memory. It's there. And when we talk about that, I think about Hank Williams, his ability to write this music. And like I say, he was a very moody person, and he would be, they'd be out on the road, and he'd say, stop the car. There'd be a sign there, and it said, Orphan's Home, certain distance. He'd go up there, reach in his money bag, leave him money. He was a generous giver, and he loved to do that. In one of the songs, you'll enjoy this, that he wrote, a little thing called Kalijah.
Oh,
might
yeah.
Not have ever heard of that, Buck.
The Indian
but,
chief.
Oh, the Indian chief.
Yeah.
Well, he was with Bob MacDill, who was a producer in Nashville, and they were on a hunting trip. Hank loved to hunt and fish. Oh, he loved it. So they stopped this little tobacco store. Hank Williams loved to smoke cigars. Oh, he loved cigars. So they here out here is this wooden chief and this wooden Indian, two of them, the male and the female. They get back out in the car and they start up into the Catskill Mountains is where they were at. And Vic tells this story and said, Hank got deathly quiet. I said, Hank, what's wrong? He said, I can't get that Indian off my mind. I said, well, what are you going to do about it? He said, what do you mean, what am I going to do? I'm going to write a song about it. I've already named him. So what's his name? Kalijah.
Kalijah.
20 minutes later, it was written. That's Hank Williams. The guy was a genius, and a professor at Harvard University called Hank Williams a hillbilly Shakespeare. That was his title.
Wow.
So I bet these guys would play that song for us.
Yeah, you bet. We're going to take a minute and listen to Kalijah. Man, that's one of my favorite ones.
Oh, I'll tell you what. You know, I still do a few karaoke jobs here and there, and people still do Kalijah in karaoke.
Oh, and yeah.
And they also do the Lovesick Blues.
We're going to listen to this, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with more on Lyrics and Legends.
Kalijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Kalijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Kalijah. Kalijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Kalijah just stood there and never told her so. So she couldn't ever answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hawk. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Kalijah, too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of naughty pine. Poor old Kalijah, he never got a kiss. Poor old Kalijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Kalijah, that poor old wooden head. Kalijah was a lonely Indian, never went nowhere. His heart was set on the Indian maid with the coal black hair. Kalijah just stood there and never told her so. So she couldn't ever answer yes or no.
And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid and took her oh so far away, but old Kalijah stayed. Kalijah, just stands there as lonely as can be and wishes he was still an old pine tree. Poor old Kalijah, he never got a kiss. Poor old Kalijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Kalijah, that poor old wooden head.
Well, the program's Lyrics and Legends. Sam, thanks for coming, man. We got got a little time to fill here.
It's my pleasure. I bet we fill it with that.
I think we're having fun learning some of this stuff. Some of it I knew, some of it I didn't have a clue. How's that?
Well, we're having more fun than a man should be allowed.
Yeah.
But why don't we take advantage?
Get to visit, and then we get to listen to some good music along the way. That one we just listened to was Kalijah. That was recorded by Hank Sr. and Hank Jr. and Charlie Pride. At least all three of those charted with it. So.
I think all of them made a big hit out of it.
You bet.
Yes,
that's good.
Well, are we ready for the biggie?
Oh, I think we can't wait anymore.
This is a biggie.
All right, we're ready for the biggie.
Never heard the song, a little thing called Love Sick Blue.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, a little bit about that. Hank heard the song. It was pitched to him. And, of course, his producer listened to it, and he said, you know, Hank, what I personally think, that's one of the most horrible songs that I've ever heard. Now, this is a man that was part of Acuff Rose, to tell him that. Well, Hank made up his mind that he was going to go ahead and do it. So he did. He recorded Love Sick Blues, and the first time that he sung that song on the Grand Ole Opry, he got 7 encores. He sang that song 7 times.
Wow.
Over and over and over. Then he went back the next time he saw Fred Rose. What do you think now, big boy?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what Fred Rose said. I don't know what I'd say. But that song charted immediately, and within, I believe the figure's 10 days, it sold over 1 million records.
Wow.
In 10 days.
Back in those days, songs were only 2 minutes long, so if he encored that 7 times, that's only 14
that's right.
minutes.
there you go. There you go. And of course, Hank did some radio shows. Well, we may get into one of those. I'm not sure what you got.
16 weeks at number one, was that Love
right.
Sick Blues?
Yeah, 16 weeks at number one.
Wow.
And I forget the guy that wrote that song. Seemed like his last name was Mills. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, back to Hank, and I love him dearly, but he was prone to take credit for writing that song a little bit. We forgive you, Hank. But anyway, it was written by another individual. Of course, that was a monster hit. It was monster. And, of course, on MGM label. And I don't know whether we mentioned this or not, but if we didn't, we'll repeat ourselves. But Hank Williams signed a lifetime contract with MGM Records.
Wow.
Lifetime contract. So anyway, that was the biggie, you know. And
all right, we're going to listen to Love Sick Blues. That was on the chart for 16 weeks in March 5th of 1949, I believe. That was the same year where Chevrolet started. That's a shameless plug. We'll be back in just a few minutes for Lyrics and Legends.
I got a feeling called the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'd do me, she'd do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear when she calls me sweet and die. Daddy's such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow.
Well, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm lonesome. I got the love big blue. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. Thought I tried and I tried to keep her satisfied, but she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye, Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is set and smile. Oh Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet.
Such a beautiful dream.
I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Thought I'm nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
Well, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. We're probably having a little too much fun, as you can tell, if you've been listening too much. That Lovesick Blues was number one for 16 weeks, but it was on the chart for 46 weeks, Buck. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Oh, wow. You know, Sam, you were talking about when was it Acuff Rose
that Acuff didn't Rose, like the song? Right.
Didn't like it. It reminded me of a story that George, the late George Jones tells. They spent like 13 weeks getting He Stopped Loving Her Today
right.
ready to produce, you know.
Right.
And when they finally, after 13 weeks, got it all polished up and played it for George Jones the first time, George says, and I'm going to clean this up a little bit.
I remember what he said.
But he says, well, that mournful SOB will never sell.
Most morbid SOB that he'd never heard. He didn't like that song at all, I'll tell you what, for sure.
Yeah.
Since you mentioned George Jones,
yeah.
My friend, I've got to mention this. George, of course, met Hank, and he said, do you have any advice for me? He said, yeah, I do. Don't try to sound like anybody else. He said, I tried it. It didn't work. And he said, Hank, I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but I think you sort of tried to sound like Roy Acuff initially. And he did. He said, well, I'll clean it up. Thank you, George. So he did. But, you could go on about Hank Williams forever and forever.
I'll get you off track, but talk a little bit about the connection between Ray and Hank. And they shared a little.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Ray Price roomed with Hank Williams for about 9 or 10 months, to be exact. And, of course, they became very, very good friends. And they wrote some music together. And Ray, the only thing Ray would tell me, we were talking about that. And the first time I asked him about Hank Williams, he teared up, got tears in his eyes. And we visited for, a good 30 minutes and so forth. And he said, yeah, Hank and I wrote a song together. It's called Weary Blues from Waiting. And he said, you know what, it's a mournful thing, but but it's pretty. So they did write that together, and I know they have it here in the studio. And I'll bet you if we twisted their arm, they'd probably play that.
So we're going to do that. Hank Sr. and Ray Price, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Weary blues from waiting. Lord, I've been waiting too long. These blues have got me crying. Oh, sweet mama, please
come home. The snow falls round my window, but it can't chill my heart. God knows it died the day you left. My dream world fell apart. Weary blue waiting. Lord, I've been waiting too long. These blues have got me crying. Oh, sweet mama, please come home. Through tears I watch young lovers as they go strolling by. Oh, all the things that might have been, God forgive me if I cry. Weary blues from waiting. Lord, I've been waiting too long. These blues have got me crying. Oh, sweet mama, please come home.
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends. Sam Lyne, this is our second week of visiting with Sam Lyne. Last week we visited about his relationship with Ray Price, and this week we've been talking more about Hank Sr. and also Hank's relationship with Ray Price. Buck, this is...
Yes, Sam was just talking about, you know, how Ray Price actually kind of roomed with Hank for a while there, and I forget the name of the movie, but there's a movie out. They're still showing it on cable, I think.
Right,
on
exactly.
You remember the name
of
that?
Cheating Heart.
Your Cheating Heart, right, yeah. Or I See the Light, wasn't it?
I
There's
saw the
one
light,
out
right.
called that.
Right.
But they talk in there and have characters that are displaying that point
right.
in Hank and Ray's life where they're
right,
living
there you
together.
Go.
Pretty interesting.
Well, it is, and you sparked another memory when you mentioned that. I Saw the Light. Minnie Pearl tells this story. Minnie Pearl and Hank Williams were very close. And Minnie's husband flew Hank around. He was Hank's private pilot. But anyway, Minnie says she was with him one night right before the Grand Ole Opry. And they started playing I Saw the Light on the radio. And said he was just down and out. Hillis Buckland, his bass player, said Hank had two modes, up or down, fast or slow. The DJ asked him one time, how many tempos do you know? He said, that's easy, son, fast and slow. But anyway, they played I Saw the Light. And she said, Hank, I love that song. I said, no, Minnie, I've got a problem with that song. She said, Hank, what is it? He said, there ain't no light.
Uh-oh.
So he was very down that night. He was either up or down. And it was just his temperament.
Wow.
And I asked Hillis Buckland about that, his bass player. And he said, Hank was that kind of guy. And he would get after you right quick. You know, they traveled by car, did a lot of it in a 1949 Packard. And Hank was writing, I Can't Help It If I'm Still in Love with You. And Don Helms was in the front, who was his steel guitar player. And Hank said, today I passed you on the street, and Don Helms says, yeah, and I smelled your feet, they stink. And I said, Hank, come unwound.
Oh.
And he said, I'm not going to use any ugly language, but I've never been chewed out anymore in my life. So he was up or down, and he had many, many moods, and one of his greatest songs was Cold, Cold Heart.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you a little bit about that. Frank Hank, rather, excuse me, lived on Franklin Street in Nashville, and Tammy Wynette later bought that home. But anyway, he and Audrey were squabbling, and they didn't do that too often, maybe 20 out of 24 hours a day. And anyway, they had a big spat, so he went back into his study. He thought about it, then he come back out. He went downtown, and they owned a store together there in Nashville, sold clothing, furs and whatever. So he went and got a fur coat, had it packaged up, brought it back to her and handed it to her. And Audrey opened it and threw it in his face. He said, "I believe you've got the coldest heart of any individual I ever met." Went into his study, came out 25 minutes later. "Hank, why did it take you 5 minutes longer? I don't know." But he come back out with cold, cold heart.
Oh, wow.
That's how that song
came
about.
We got to listen to Cold, Cold Heart. And we'll be back in just a few minutes to visit with Sam Lyon, learn a little bit about Hank Sr.
When God dips his pen of love in my heart and writes my soul a message he wants me to know, his spirit all divine fills this sinful soul of mine. When God dips his love in my heart, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul. I brought salvation when he made me whole. I found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. It makes me laugh and it makes me cry, sets my sinful soul on fire. When God dips his love in my heart, he walked every step of Calvary's rugged way, and he gave his life completely to bring a better day. My soul was lost in sin, but in love he took me in. His blood washed all my sins away. I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul. I brought salvation when he made me whole. I found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. It makes me laugh and it makes me cry, sets my sinful soul on fire. When God dips his love in my heart.
And the program's Lyrics and Legends, visiting with the mayor, Buck Weatherby, and Mr. Sam Ray Lyon from Amarillo, Texas. Just a lot of great memories, Buck.
Yeah, and in the words of Minnie Pearl, we are so proud to be here.
Amen. All right. Yeah, you know, it's good to look back at this, because, you know, there's one thing that man can't destroy, and that's your memory.
Oh, yeah.
He can't destroy that. So I look back on those years with Hank, and a music professor at Harvard University tagged Hank Williams a hillbilly Shakespeare. That's the title he gave him. And here's a funny one that he would say, and he'd say it like this: "If you can't write a song in 30 minutes, it ain't worth fooling with." So he really believed that.
Yeah. Yeah. Throw it out the winder.
That's right, throw it out the winder.
We've had lots of good examples of that. And this one CD is about 75 different songs. And when I look at it, this one after another one stands out, which is kind of surprising that I, being the young guy I am, know as many of these as I do.
Well, that's great.
For you people that aren't watching on TV, there's only two of us in this room that have gray hair.
There's some snow on top on two of us.
At least we've still got it on top.
Well, that's right. We still got a little bit.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to ask you, Sam, is you were talking a little bit about Hank's love for gospel music. And one thing we learned, we did a little interview with a guy named Glenn D. Harden, Buck and I did, who is a regional guy, but he had a great history with Elvis and arranged
43
songs for Elvis.
That's great. Yeah.
He talked a lot about Elvis's love for gospel music, too, and about how he was turned that direction. He said right. they spend hours after the concert playing right. gospel music. Right. And it's just kind of interesting to me that you find that so often between these guys like Hank Sr. and Elvis. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, I agree with you totally. Elvis was a man that loved God. Again, Elvis, like Hank, had two sides to him. One side says, I want to do some things that's not right. And the other side, I want to please God and record music for him. Hank Williams and Elvis Presley, regardless of the difference in the sounds of their voices, parallel. Many of their thoughts were the same. They both love the Lord. And let's face it, folks, they both like to take a nip.
Did you say know, a?
Excuse me. I meant to use the plural word. I use singular. So take several drinks. But they had that in common. They had that in common. And there's no doubt about it that Hank Williams loved the Lord. There's no doubt that Elvis loved the Lord. But they had these two sides. There was no in-between. You know, we hear the terminology, so-and-so has an in-between. That's the erroneous statement. They were up or they were down. They were doing gospel or they weren't doing gospel. But a lot of their thoughts were the same. But I'm convinced, not because I'm a minister, but I'm convinced that Hank Williams loved the Lord.
Right.
I'm convinced that Elvis Presley right. loved the Lord.
I just always really that fascinated me on both those guys because you get you do get those two contrasts, Buck. That,
some of the touching melodies in the execution of the lyrics that both of exactly. Hank and exactly. Elvis did, you just know they had to be a believer.
Right. You're right. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And, of course, back to Hank. His mother, bless her heart, took him to church. She played the piano, and little Hank would sit there by her. So he was brought up with a religious background. Mm. And he loved to sing gospel music. There's several things out on Hank Williams that maybe I haven't brought them, but as I've told the radio station here, and I'll keep my word on it, if they've got something that I know I brought them, and if they don't have something, folks, I'll bring it back. I'll bring it to you because I believe in sharing music and especially, Hank, the things that...
We'll take you up on that. You know, seeing how y'all brought up the Elvis angle on Hank Williams Sr., I saw a documentary on Elvis, and he was talking about that.
Exactly.
That
right.
he got, you know, said, why did you shake that leg? And he said, well, I kind of saw Hank Williams Sr. shaking
exactly.
his leg.
I'm glad
time.
You said that. I'm
and
glad you said
I
that.
I thought I'd try it.
I'm glad you said it because he did. He was one that started that movement. Those knees would just come in like that toward each other. Yeah. And he would he'd turn loose. But one of the greatest things about Hank Williams was how diversified that he was. He'd write you a ballad, and then he'd say, you know what? My bucket's got a hole in it. And sure enough, it did. So he wrote My Bucket's Got a Hole in It.
Yeah.
And some of his songs, if you remember, he said, I can't buy no beer. Remember that line in there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it came up at the Grand Ole Opry. I believe Jim Denny was still there. I believe that's correct. But anyway, he was scheduled that night, Hank was, and this song was scheduled, My Bucket's Got a Hole in It. Hank, need to visit with you. So he called him back in the office. He said, you can't do that song. He said, well, why can't I? Well, you used the word beer. We can't use that on the Grand Ole Opry. He said, you know what? I knew you was going to ask me that. I said, that's what he told me. I knew you was going to ask me that. I've got an answer for you. I said, what are you going to do? He said, my bucket's got a hole in it, Jim, and I can't buy any milk. And so that's how he covered that on the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, wow.
All right. So my bucket has got a hole in it, and I can't buy no milk.
I can't buy no milk.
We're going to listen to this, and we're going to be back to visit a little more with Sam Lyon and Buck Weatherby.
Got a hole
Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I'm standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand. I'm waiting for a woman. It ain't got no man, 'cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I went up on the mountain. I looked down in the sea. I seen the crabs and the fishes doing the bebop beat, 'cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Me working so hard when I got a woman in the boss man's yard, 'cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. My bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
The program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. Man, we're going to run out of time, Buck, I'm afraid.
Oh, man, this has been a blast.
You always run out of time having fun, don't you?
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
You're not having fun, you got yeah. all day long.
You know what one frog said to the other?
Would you tell us?
It's time's fun when you're having flies.
There you go.
talk a little bit about the father and son, Hanks here.
Hank Jr., Bo Cephas. Yeah. That's what Hank Sr.
See, that's my generation, Buck.
Yeah,
Bo Cephas.
I can claim that, too.
Okay.
Well, with Bo Cephas, I'm going to double-check this and make sure I don't get my ages wrong, because after all, you know, I am headed toward 87 or 8, or somewhere in there. But anyway, these were recorded in 1965 and 1966. So Hank Jr. was born in 49. He was age 16 and 17. So he went into the studio. This is the first time this had ever been tried. 1965. Don't know whether we can do it. Where the overdub, you know, will work and whatever. So they said, well, let's try it. They went in and did this. I think it's fantastic. And it's perfect. They pitched together perfect. And you know one you may want to pick out of here? Let's see. Well, there's so many. There's 25. Why don't you guys just record 10? This would be easier. How about My Son Calls Another Man Daddy?
My Son Calls Another Man Daddy, all right. So, okay, so they went. Hank originally recorded this, and then...
Hank originally recorded it, and he dubs over Hank's voice.
Okay.
That was a beautiful job. They blend together. We're proud of you, Bo Cephas. Did a good
all
job.
All right, we're going to listen to that, and we'll be back. Probably going to have to wrap this up pretty quick, Buck, but we're going to listen to My Son Called Another Man Daddy. Be back in just a few minutes.
Care if tomorrow never comes, this world holds nothing for me. I've been lonely night and day ever since she went away, so I don't care if tomorrow never comes.
If tomorrow never comes and the sun don't ever shine, it won't matter with me. For when she went away, my world ended that day. So I don't care if tomorrow never comes. My broken heart cries out for you. Oh, if I can't have you here, I can't go on, my dear. So I don't care if tomorrow never comes. If tomorrow never comes and the sun don't ever shine, it won't matter with me. For when she went away, my world ended that day. So I don't care if tomorrow never comes. If tomorrow never comes and the sun don't ever shine, it won't matter with me. For when she went away, my world ended that day. So I don't care if tomorrow never comes.
Well, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. Man, this has just wrapped up the second program with Sam Lyon from Amarillo. Got to listen to a little bit of Ray Price last week. Got a little Hank Sr. this week. And then we just listened to one with Hank Sr. and Hank Jr. And that was kind of breaking.
Oh, man.
That was cutting-edge technology in 65.
Yes, it was.
They did one later on, I think, in the 80s, where they did a similar deal on video.
Right, exactly.
But, I think we've had two full hours of good stuff, and I feel like we've left a whole lot on the table. But so we may have to get together and do this again one of these days.
Might have to have Sam back.
It's a.
I thought you'd never ask. I'd love to come back.
Well, Sam,
folks, really, we just got started.
We really did get started. Sam, thanks for coming over to 92.9, being part of the program. Mary, want to thank you for sitting in over there and brightening up the room.
It was my pleasure. Like Hank would say, it's been a genuine pleasure.
Pleasure. I want to thank the mayor, Buck Weatherby, for sitting in with me this week. And the program's Lyrics and Legends. I want to thank you for tuning in this week and look forward to seeing you again next time.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.